Hi, sweetie. I just wanted to call you and let you know how much I miss you. And I hate that you have to travel so much for your work. Especially when you're away for this long. I always end up feeling lonely and frustrated. You know why. It's raining here. You know how much I love rain. It got me thinking about the day before you left, and we had that big thunderstorm. I remember you came home from work, and you were so wound up, just like an animal, practically buzzing with excitement. I love it when you like that. I remember you still had your camera swung around your neck. You had that glint in your eye. You know the one. The one that always gets me into trouble. And this was no different. I remember you told me you wanted to take pictures of me. And even though I hate having my picture taken, you always seem to be able to talk me into doing things that I don't particularly like. I remember you told me you wanted me to take my clothes off one slow piece at a time. Why, you just snapped away. Oh, you kept telling me how sexy I looked and how much you couldn't wait to touch me and taste me. And then when I finally had all of my clothes off, I remember I looked you in the eyes. And you looked like heaven. And you gave me that smile, that I'm gonna make you come so hard smile that I love. Oh, you reached down and you picked up the red silk scarf that I had on. The one that you said looks like fire when it's around my neck. And you started walking slowly towards me, winding the scarf around your hands. Oh, the look you gave me, oh, it sent chills up my spine. walked around me until you were standing so close to my back. He took my hands and pulled them around, placed one wrist on top of the other, small of my back. On the scarf around them. Oh, I can still feel the fabric. Just pressing tightly into my skin. And he walked back around in front of me. He reached up and took my chin in your hand and lifted my face up to yours. And he kissed me. Deep and hard, and thrusting your tongue into my mouth. You ran your hands up into my hair, gripping tight. Pulling my head back, exposing my throat to you. And you lay there. Right at the base of my neck. Just enough to spark that little jolt of pain and pleasure. And then you told me to get on my knees and spread my legs wide. You wanted to see how wet I was. Oh, I did. And you stepped back and picked up your camera and started taking more pictures. Every time the flash went off, it was like lightning on my clit. Oh God, it turned me on so much. And then you knelt down in front of me. You kissed me again. And you slid a couple of fingers inside of me. And the groan you let out. That primal sound you make. Fingers out. He brought them up to my lips. Slowly pushed them into my mouth. Told me to lick them, clean them off. Taste myself. And I did. I love the way I taste. And then you got down on the floor and told me to straddle your face. Uh, So that I was looking down at your bodies. See just how hard I made you. Oh, and you were so hard. You grabbed my hips and pulled me down on top of you, on top of your face. Oh, and you sank your tongue deep inside me. Oh, it felt so good. Oh, you basically made me come right there. Oh, he told me to bend over and take you down my throat. And I did all the way. Oh, and I started licking you and sucking on you, and you made the most amazing sounds. Oh, you kept fucking me with your tongue. And I took you deep all the way down my throat. You stuck two fingers inside me. Called them forward just the right spot. And you took my throbbing clit in your mouth. You sucked on it. I felt you ready to come. Harder. Just as you started to explode in my mouth, you bit down on my clit. Oh, and I screamed. Oh, and I came. I really, really do miss you. I can't wait till you get home. Maybe I'll let you take some more pictures of me.